The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So in these short little 2-3 minute talks that I give on this time on Wednesday mornings, there's really only time to mention one thing. And there's so many things, so many different aspects of mindfulness practice. There's certainly things that people prefer to hear about, maybe. The kind of things which are inspiring and nice and point towards comfort and ease and relaxation and happiness and joy and all kinds of wonderful, all these little... But, if you're going to cover the full range, then at different days you have to pick different topics, and just focus on one thing. So with that as an introduction, I'd like to talk today about the importance of discomfort. And that it's a very important part of meditation practice, mindfulness practice, to be uncomfortable. And one of the important reasons why it's important is that we'll be uncomfortable in life. It's guaranteed, sooner or later. And for many of us, it's sooner rather than later. Some kind of discomfort will come along. It could be very mild. But when we feel discomfort when we're meditating, it gives us a great opportunity to start looking at what is our kind of gut reactions to discomfort? What is our responses to it? Our habitual ways, perhaps, and all kinds of ways. And some people immediately get angry. Some people automatically assume that something is wrong and that this is something that needs to be fixed. Some people conclude when they're uncomfortable that they're failing in something. If you're doing meditation, you're supposed to be blissfully floating on a cloud, and otherwise it's not really, having the same experience as everyone else here. You certainly must be floating on bliss and clouds, right? That's kind of... So all kinds of reactions and responses, comparing yourself to others, and our ideals, comparing ourselves to our ideals, what we think is supposed to happen. We have our reactions to it. Some people pull away. Some people get afraid. Some people assign a lot of stories to it. That my knee, I have a twinge in my knee because I'm sitting this way. And this certainly must mean that pretty soon I'm going to need knee surgery, knee replacement. And then who's going to take care of me when I'm recuperating? And will I be able to do my job? And this is getting to, and maybe I should look for a new job. And so the mind kind of goes off, right? So that's one reaction. Some people recoil from discomfort. And some people attack. I have a friend of mine who, when he had knee pain, he would always push back on his knee to get back at it. And it's kind of silly, right? But that's what he did, and he ended up having to have knee surgery. So, to attack the pain, the discomfort. So one of the advantages of stopping and looking at discomfort when we're meditating is we get to study our reactions to it and what goes on with it. And some of them maybe are useful responses, and some of them show us kind of habitual reactivity, which maybe is not something that we want to automatically act on when we're out in the world. We miss a lot. We don't understand ourselves, we don't understand the situation. And sometimes we don't get underneath the surface of our life, what's really going on in a deeper way, if we don't stop and are willing to be uncomfortable. And the second thing we can learn by being uncomfortable when we meditate is to be willing to be uncomfortable. And as I say many times, we're not really free unless we're not really free if we're only free when we're comfortable. So, to learn how to be free while you're uncomfortable has to be there if you're really going to be free. And so what does it mean to sit with discomfort and be at ease? To sit with discomfort and breathe and relax and open to it and not have any automatic reactivity, anger, blame, fear, attack, whatever we do, story making. But to stay very simple, just be there and breathe and relax and make space for it and open to it and see if the mind can be very spacious and just allow. One of the things to learn to do with discomfort is learn to breathe with it. So there's something, the rhythm of breathing, the massage of breathing, sometimes can help us kind of from getting locked into our reactivity and just be there with the be there and just be present. So those are two in this simple things and very important things we can learn if we're willing to be uncomfortable when we're meditating. When you get uncomfortable, rather than automatically changing your posture, rather than automatically getting up and going to Starbucks, you know, or going into a fantasy or whatever you do, when you find a situation where you're uncomfortable, don't try to fix it right away. Unless you're damaging yourself, don't fix it. But see it as an opportunity to understand yourself better. So be curious. How is that for you? What's going on? And an opportunity to learn how to be equanimous or relaxed or calm or non-reactive. And just allow it to be there without identifying so strongly with it, without being involved with it or entangled with it. It's just discomfort, and it's like a sound outside. It's just part of the big picture of what's happening now, as opposed to this is the thing happening now. So if it should happen this morning, that perhaps something that you feel uncomfortable, you're prepared. I hope you take the advantage of the opportunity. Thank you.